Thanks for joining me this week, joined by Mark Becker. I'm at the Higgins Hotel and Conference Center in New Orleans. Mark's the Director of Sales and Marketing. And Mark, thanks for a couple minutes of your time on iHeartRadio here this week.
Sure, Rick. That's my pleasure.
Yep. Kind of a unique, give us a little quick overview of the unique property here and the fact that you guys have been open for just coming up on a year and unlike some properties, you didn't close at all.
That's right. Well, how many minutes do you have?
Let's get the Cliff Notes version.
Okay, I'll try and shorten it. The Higgins Hotel is a property that is fully owned by the National World War II Museum, and it was designed and built to fit in with the thought process and the ideas behind the museum. It's done in a period style, the period of the war, and it has a full conference center, which was an important aspect for the museum, in that they run a number of educational conferences throughout the year, both here in New Orleans and also abroad. Obviously, this year those have been curtailed, although we're still doing some here at the hotel. And so they wanted to have a place that they could house these conferences, and the Higgins Hotel is the result of that effort.
We're located right across the street, next to the museum here, so a great location for that. How many rooms do you have? How big is the conference area?
The hotel is 230 rooms and 16 suites, which is a good size for New Orleans. It's about nine stories tall with a rooftop, beautiful rooftop bar. The conference center is the entire second floor, and it encompasses about 12,000 rentable square feet of space, including a 6,500 square foot ballroom and
wow,
a number of breakout rooms, including a beautiful boardroom that I was telling you about the other day. It's called the Overlord Boardroom, and as the rest of the meeting rooms, it's named for specific important aspects of the battle, the World War II effort, the American effort of World War II. So the Overlord was the name for the complete overarching plan for the invasion of Europe, of which D-Day was one part.
And the hotel's named the Higgins, so we'll let the listeners maybe research a little bit. Kind of an underrated historical figure in World War II, so the listeners can do that. And, Mark, we're, of course, in New Orleans, a city that's not any stranger to putting on big events and having big events, including sporting events. Of course, I cover a lot of sports travel and sports tech. You're located close proximity to the sports venues in a time where a pandemic isn't going on. How important is the sports fan, sports traveler to you guys?
Well, our saints are beloved, as you would imagine, and I guess that's every city. But here in particular, we follow them assiduously, and this period of time has been particularly difficult because we haven't been able to go to our Superdome, Louisiana Superdome, and enjoy the games like many places in the country. But here we've been particularly careful about the COVID. Our mayor is particularly concerned in an urban area, and we were an area that had an early rise of the COVID virus. So now we're doing very well, better than some other places in the country. That may be a direct result of it, but one of the things that has hurt quite a bit is not being able to have the number of fans in town. The Superdome seats somewhere between 70 and 80,000 people, and for a Saints game, certain games against the Falcons or, you know, certain particular rivalries, every seat was full in the past, but with COVID distancing, they can't do that. And in fact, only just recently were live attendance games allowed. So prior to that, we did see some activity at the hotel, surprisingly, for some of the Saints games, people who wanted to come to town just like they always did from the surrounding areas, because the Saints viewership or the Saints fandom covers several states nearby.
Sure.
Mississippi, Alabama, even some people from Arkansas follow the Saints, and therefore they come into town whenever there's a game.
Yeah, this is just a natural place
yep.
for them to stay. And as we were talking beforehand, you mentioned you guys were unique in that you didn't close at all during even the height of COVID. And now being under the Hilton umbrella, they're You kind of mentioned that they have a COVID readiness
sure.
type program and kind of survey you're going through. Maybe just give a little listeners a little overview of that and how you really are concerned about your guests and your travelers and keeping safe.
Well, we are a Curio brand, which is a sub-brand of Hilton, and Hilton has provided us some really good guidance in this COVID pandemic. Right from the very start, they put a study group together at the very early stages, and with the Mayo Clinic and Lysol brand, they partnered together with Hilton to come up with several sets of protocols for how to address the issues that COVID brings up, some of which is social distancing, but also is extra cleanliness and sanitation. Now, we were always clean, but this is a heightened level of cleanliness on behalf of our guests. And it first started with just guest rooms. We seal our guest rooms after cleaning them. There's a number of touch points in the rooms, high touch areas that get extra attention. Guests can have the option of no one in their room, even in cleaner, during the length of their stay. We don't turn the room right away into the next guest within an hour like we might have done in the past, because we have a deeper cleaning process that goes in. We have sanitation stations throughout the hotel. All of our restaurant areas are socially distanced, tabled, and even Rosie's on the Roof, which is an outdoor venue, which is a little bit more acceptable for things. We still keep those distances, and we have touchless ordering that we've put in. And then finally, the thing that we're going through recently that I was mentioning to you this morning, the meeting space in our conference center has a particular set of protocols called Hilton Event Ready. And those are some of the same things, spacing being very important so that people remain 6 feet apart even during the meetings, virtual meetings so that those who wish to stay at home can do so but still attend the meeting virtually, sanitation stations throughout, signage to keep people aware. We've packaged our meals so that it comes directly from the kitchen in a COVID-safe packaging, even our lunches and our dinners. That's now that has become sort of an optional choice for the guest, how they'd like that done, but we have been doing that over the course of the last 6 months for the meetings that we have had. And we've been fortunate, as I said, you asked about that. We did stay open as a hotel all the way through. We did not become an evacuee shelter, and we did not close, even though it was a very difficult time, because we were fortunate in that we had some first responders staying with us during that period.
And you guys just had opened.
We had just opened. We'd had two really fabulous months, January and February. We were on target to make a great year, including some known Saints game dates and all of our special events. Mm-hmm. As you know, New Orleans is really great for some of those activities like Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and mm-hmm. French Quarter Festival and Essence Festival, and mm-hmm. we're a festival town. All of those got canceled, and of course all of the major conventions have been canceled. Some of them are starting to come back now.
And last thing, a lot of attention to detail here in the hotel, a World War II and D-Day theme in tandem with the museum. I know you had kind of a little of your say in that, including the artwork that is scattered throughout
sure.
the hotel. It is wonderful, and kind of give a little overview of that, how it's all tied in kind of with the museum and you guys, and it all just kind of flows together.
Well, being a fully owned hotel belonging to the National World War II Museum, we're pretty fortunate in that our mission, we have a mission, and that is the same as the museum, is to help tell the story of the American experience in World War II. And in so doing, as a hotel, our surplus operating goes directly into the educational foundation of the museum to continue that process. So it's a little different. One of the touches that we were able to incorporate here is not only the 1930s Art Deco theme, the period of the war, but all of the photography was able to come out of the literally millions of pictures that the museum has in their archives. And of course, there were some discussions early on, this is what you were talking about what kind of pictures should be displayed in the hotel. And I was able to be a part of those meetings and to sway it towards people happy pictures as opposed to bombs bursting in air and sinking ships, which you can see easily at the museum across the street.
Sometimes that's hard to fathom or hard to get when you're talking about a war, to get the more positive pictures. But I think you guys have done a great job with that. And thanks to Mark Becker, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Higgins Hotel and Conference Center, HigginsHotelNola.com. It's actually a really great website too, and very impressed. You guys are doing a great job. So
thank you very much. I appreciate the time with you.
Thanks, Mark.